Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Sorry for the delay and also my bad phone connection, but I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. I'm going to start with a word of prayer before I start opening the line. We just have a few minutes before our testimony and prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. Lord, we love you, and we ask that you will help us, Father, strengthen us, guide us, teach us, Lord, how to be reverent, how to keep your Sabbath holy, how to possess our vessel, our body, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Bless our brothers and sisters, near and far. Please be with each and everyone who join us via the telephone or the internet. Bless us again, Lord, as we come together to worship you in truth. And bless also the speaker, Brother Ricardo, as he will be bringing the message at the 8 o'clock hour. Again, bless our families and friends, so kind and loving Father, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 So I will just read a short reading from a devotion, Be Like Jesus. And the title of the devotion is, again, Be Like Jesus. And that is who we all want to be like, our Lord. We want to have the character of Jesus. Amen? And it says, in this circumcision connected with the giving of the manna, we have conclusive evidence that the Sabbath was not instituted as many claim. When the law was given at Sinai before the Israelites came to Sinai, they understood the Sabbath to be basically a command. It was their duty. It was a duty upon them. In being obligated to gather every Friday a double portion of manna in preparation for the Sabbath. When none would fall, the sacred nature of the day of rest was continually impressed upon them. And when some of the people went out on the Sabbath to gather manna, the Lord asked, how long refuse ye to keep my commandment and my law? Again, that's Be Like Jesus, page 138.3. So as the Lord command, we ought to do and keep his commandment, his law, and his statute, and not do our own thing. That will be going contrary to the law of God. So may we continue to be faithful brothers and sisters, and may we continue to trust the Lord. Please press 1 if you would like to share. Press 1 so that I can open your line. And please we'll just take a few minutes for each and every one that has pressed 1 so that everyone can share. 518 482, good evening and happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Good evening,
Amen.
Everyone, for opening my line. What a happy day it was today. We had nice, bright, warm sunshine. And I would like to just thank God, first of all, for keeping all of us safe so we can come on this line this evening. I want to make my short, my little verse here from Psalms 37:7. It says, I like to draw a lesson from it. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So right now, I think what I got from this text is that we all should be patient. If we don't have patience, we have to cultivate it, because patience is one of the requirements of God for his people. And if we are to enter God's kingdom, we must be patient. I'm going to sing one verse or two verses or whatever, not very much. Yes, and for this song. The God leaves us alone. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow beneath the weak feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the watery, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mountain, where in the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the blood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God's a song in the night season and all the day long. Yes, my beloved. we all belong to a new generation. We want what we want, and we want what it, we want it now. And if we can get it, what happens? We want it right away. Then you would pout and you get angry, you blame God and all kinds of things. Unfortunately, this attitude has carried over to our prayer life. We pray, and if our prayers are not answered immediately, then we lose complete faith and wall up in self-pity, feeling God has ignored or simply doesn't care. Even worse, we may feel that God doesn't love us. That is very, very sad. Our Heavenly Father feels very sad when we act like this. And he loves us so much. God said we must make our Heavenly Father, we must love him. He gave his only son to come to this earth to die for us sinners so that we may live eternally with him. How soon we forgot God. You know, today I was listening to the news, the evening news, and I heard about this teacher right out here in Albany where we live. Mistreated this child so bad. Sister Carla was giving her experience. Had it not been for the grace of God and for her patience, she would have been in jail just like this woman because she is in the lockup. She abused the child. They standing up in a line. And, you know, children, you got to get patience when you're dealing with children. And this child, I don't know, maybe went in front of somebody else and she hauled him by his hand and his leg and your life, and she mistreated him, right? And that is abuse. You know, she's not in a judge anymore. She's not in a job anymore. She's in the lockup right now, today. It happens today. So we as Christians, we have to get patience. And I was so moved with Sister Stephanie when she was giving her testimony, when she was reading Thursday evening there on Health Thursday. I think it was a powerful testimony. And I think those things that she was speaking there encouraged her to be what she... I'm telling you, in these days that we are living in, we have to have patience, especially if you are a teacher. You have to have real patience with those children. And now she is not even a job. She's out of a job. It could have been Sister Stephanie when I think about that because it's happened just today. Those children are, these are the generation of vipers. The Bible tells us that they are the generation of vipers. So we cannot do these things as Christians. We have to have patience. So we have to keep in mind when waiting, you hear? When waiting your prayers to be answered, God's timing is perfect. And pray for patience. Keep praying and don't ever stop praying, even if it takes years, because God will never let you down, nor ever. He will always answer our prayers. And that is my thought for this Sabbath evening. God help us all on this line to be patient. God bless you and you, all of us. May we have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. This is Sister Consonelli from upstate New York. Thank you and everyone, happy Sabbath.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carla. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing that song and talking about what is going on in the world. We know that the minds are changing, and especially those that have been inoculated and those that have not. The food are changing people. You know, it's so much things are going on. The mental state because of the TV watching or the music, all type of things are changing our love, our patience, and it's a shame because I have noticed it when I was in Virginia. That's over 10 years now. And I said, no, I am not going to deal with this because there's children as young as 5 and 6 cursing you out and really, really out of control. And I was like, whoa, I have to get out of this. So I thank the Lord for that. I'm working with youth. They are still the same, and you know, but I have more control. I trust in the God. I pray and I ask him to take control of those youth. And you know, I see the behavior, the mental problem that's going on within these youth, and it's a shame. It's going to get worse, and it's even in adults. So may the Lord truly help us. I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for coming on to share. Please be brief. Amen. 985-232. Good evening. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Ellis.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Hi, Sister Carl. I was on mute.
Hello.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from, I've been a self student in New York. I'm trying to get it together. I'm a Louisiana. I heard y'all self student in New York. I'm a Louisiana, and I thank God for watching over us and waking us up. We've been having some hot days, but it's been nice. Well, I've been inside. But we thank God for the weather. And I'm still waiting on my home, but I thank God for what it is. It's a little setback because when you're waiting on other things, just for a handicapped situation, is a different call. So that's what's taking it so long. But I trust in God, everything will go through, you know. And I'll be back home. So let me read this prayer. Good and gracious God, we are believers because of those who have come before us to show us ways, the way to your word, and have been good examples of living a Christian life. May we be the ones who will pass on our belief in the way that will encourage others to get to know you better. Amen. Amen. This is what we're striving for, to help to show others the good example of the living Christian life and pass on our belief to encourage others to get to know God better. So that's why we're on the prayer line and we pray and we study and they have the minister to teach the word, so we can be good examples and pass it on to other people to encourage them so they can be become believers of God, who God is. And I just thank God for his word because, you know, I'm so happy to be in the word to learn something other than a lot of the other stuff I was learning. So I thank God, and I just want to ask for prayer for my family because I got a nephew who was shot down. My little sister, Leola, might have told y'all he got killed in Beaumont, Texas. He was very young, 27, and they just working on burying him. And I just had a niece die here in Houma. They just buried her yesterday. So she was very young. So God don't do nothing wrong. It's just that things will come up on us. So I just thank him for whatever he's doing. And just pray for the family and just continue living and continue praying. And thank God for what it is. And God bless. Just keep each and every one and our Advent Life members all over in prayer. Amen, Sister Carla. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. It's a blessing to hear your voice. And, yes, we have to continue to pray for each other. We have to continue to be a witness in this dark world and wherever we go, especially in our family circle. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-951, your line is now open. Can you hear me? 951, your line is now open. Okay, I'll come back to Sister Powell. Not sure if it's my line or her. Okay. 37, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Leola calling from New Orleans, Louisiana now. So I just want to share a couple of scriptures, and I'm sharing from Matthew chapter 15, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And it said, Then came to Jesus the scribes and Pharisees, which were in Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? For God commanded, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that cursed the father or mother, let him die the death. Okay, I'm skip down. I'm skipping down to six, and honor not his father and his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition. And I'm going to 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly father had not planted shall be rooted up. 14. Let them alone. They be blind. Leaders of the blind. The blind lead the blind. Both shall fall into the ditch. And I'm going to read the last one. And Jesus answered, are ye also yet without understanding? So if you go back to read, I couldn't read it all. I want to read verses. If you go back and read, you would see that Jesus was first talking to the disciples. And then second, he was talking to Peter, because Peter answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us the parables. Then in verse 13 through 17, he began to talk to Peter. But my brothers and sisters, the commandments of God is very clear. We have to obey his command, and his command teaches us how we shall live and how we shall obey our Father. So I want to this prayer line, and I'm thanking him for allowing me to be able to share. And I just want to say thank you, Sister Call, for opening my line, and God bless my brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. Happy Sabbath to you and your family also. May God truly continue to bless us and to help us and to strengthen us. Amen. So I'll go back to Sister Powell's line. I was trying to open it earlier, but I wasn't hearing. 518-951, good evening and happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Your line is now open, Sister Powell. Okay, the line dropped. Not sure what's going on with her line. I'll open one more line before we go into prayer. 843-206, please be brief. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. This is Sister Palmico from Florida. God bless you all, beloved. I thank the Lord for bringing me through another week, safe and sound, giving us safe travel and mercy, watching over us, and I just want to bless his great and holy name, because he is so worthy to be praised. He takes good care of us. He's an awesome and mighty God. So So all praises go to him. And I just have a scripture to read. It's taken from Psalms 100, one of my favorite scriptures. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. And my dear sister, I just want to ask a prayer for everyone on this prayer line this evening, all my beloved brothers and sisters, and also prayer for my family. I'm always asking for prayer for my children, my grandchildren, and my mom. So thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Paula. God bless you. Have a blessed and happy Sabbath. Love you all. Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Timiko. It's always a pleasure to hear my brothers and sisters. Sometimes I'm not able to join doing Sunday through Thursday, or I come in and listen in because I'm at work. But it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, to hear the scripture reading. May we continue to read the word of the Lord and commit them to memory, try and commit them to memory so that we can fortify our mind with the word of God. So Sister Powell called back in, so I'm going to try and open her line, 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, Sister Carla. You're hearing me
now?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Yes. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. The enemy seems like he didn't want me to come on. Well, God is good. God is great. As I was listening a while ago with Sister Continelli, a little part with the teacher and the church, this is what, you know, we all have to do is to continue to pray for these educators and also for the children and also their home, because we do know that the first education room is the home. The home do not give those children the counsel that they should to train them in the fear of God. They will be going out in the society. Society is the school, and they will demonstrate the character just like the animal, right? And these teachers, I'm telling you, you know, we have to keep on praying. It's not everyone to pay, have that faith and, you know, patient with these children, because they too are troubled. So, my dear beloved, we have to lift up these teachers, these educators, and also these children to the Lord. This evening, I was just watching something, and it was a little strange as we spoke about children. You know, children is the apple of God. I am supposed to be the apple of our eyes. They are our blessing. And I saw this little five-year-old youth boy, and he is just 5 years old, but he is demonstrating the character that God have allowed him to see to his parents. Well, I think his father is a pastor, and his mother was there. And you know what this little boy do? He want to become a pastor like his father. So whatsoever his father do, in his little 5 year old, he still believe that he is going to be like his father. So he went into the bathtub, and he dressed up just like how the pastor would be demonstrating his baptism service. And he put water into the tub, and my dear beloved, he went in the tub with his little teddy bear, and just as all the pastor clean the name and the father and the son and pray, and he dipped that little teddy bear, and he baptized that little bear. First he said, take me to the water, right through the little five-year-old, and he baptized that little teddy bear, and he came out. And I think it was impressive to his parents to saw what that little child did. And after he did that, he repeated the John 16, the whole of it, the five-year-old. So I said, you know, in my mind, look, that is training. That is from the home, right? Though that little child, you know, could adopt the principle of what his father and his mother taught him, and he could present it. So all we have to do, my dear beloved, we may not have any children or any grandchildren at this time, but they are the apple of God high. And the word said, train the child in the way that they should, that when they go old, they will never depart, right? And the other word said, the little child shall lead the way, right? Children shall lead the way. So that was really, I felt joyful when I saw that little click. So we can be here as leaders. We can be here representing Christ as our personal Savior. But at the same time, we may be mean to our children, our grandchildren, to those out there. So let us follow what God said, love one another, and pray for these teachers and also the teachers and these children. God bless Sister Carla. Thank you for also hoping my line. I must say I'm doing well, and God is able to do all things, and I thank God for the blessed Sabbath he has given unto us. Thanks.
Amen. 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 Sister Powell, are you in a position to give us a word of prayer?
Sure, I can.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just
before you do, I just want to thank you for sharing that, because I too have saw that clip and many others about, you know, the children preaching. One was preaching and he was going through the Bible and show you from Genesis to Revelation where Christ was and what Christ was doing, and it is so powerful. So yes, even a child, the Bible said a child should lead the way, but they have to be taught right. So praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. So yes, you can go ahead and give us a general prayer, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. And most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, we, your children, come before you this moment to give you thanks and praise for the blessings that you have restored upon us throughout the week, and now gave us this blessed Sabbath day so that we can come to sit at their welcome table to enjoy fresh blessings from heaven. We want to thank you, Lord, for the testimony. We want to thank you for the prayers. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for all what you have done. And even though some of our requests, Lord, was a little sad, Father, we come to you and ask you at this time, dear Lord, for comfort towards Sister Brenda's family who lost their loved one. Lord, continue to bless, continue to strengthen them, and continue to lead them and to allow them to trust you day by day, minute by minute. So we just want to thank you. Prayers for family members, each one of us. You know our name, nature. You know everything, the desire of our heart. You know every brothers and sister who is here with us. And as we lift them up to you, dear Lord, and also children, grandchildren, community children, Lord, church children, we lift them up to you, dear Father, and we are asking you, Father, to continue to strengthen them. We lift up the educators, Lord, all over the world, named Sister Nicole and also Sister Stephanie and a lot more. You know their names, Lord. Give them the courage, the strength, Lord. Allow them to trust you. Allow them each day, each morning to present their classroom to you so that you can do the work, Father, for them, and help them that they will have patience and faith and trust you throughout the day. So we lift tonight, dear Lord, we lift up you to you. We are not here asking you for anything because you have granted us favor during the week. Lord, Lord, we are asking you to allow each one of us to abide in you, and you will abide in us. We are asking you, Father, for the sweet Holy Spirit within us to help us and to allow us to know that, you know, only your character can help us to have eternal life and to be with you for eternity. Lord, we just want to thank you. Bless Sister Carla, the host tonight, and bless each heart. And we lift up the speaker to you tonight. You can do all things, work through him with his word, and allow us that we will be inspired, Lord, by your lesson, and also not to keep it for ourselves alone, but to share it, Lord. We just want to thank you for your love that you have given unto us and provide for us all our many needs. When we look upon the blessings, we can count them one by one. And if we start to count them one by one, we never leave this place, Lord. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for that prayer. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo, and the title of the message is The Faith of Jesus, Justification, and the Third Angel Message. So may we all be prepared to hear the message and to apply it to our life, to our heart, and not to keep it to ourselves, but to share it with others. Amen. Brother Ricardo, your line is now open. Amen.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much for hopping in my line, my sister. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. I hope and pray that you are keeping us in prayer. God is good, beloved, and that putting these messages together, I pray that you will come with urgency and with a longing to hear what God has in store. As my sister said, we must share these things. As God gave me this revelation, put them together, I want to share it with you. So you also can go and share it to somebody. Amen. So before we go into our message, what we're going to talk about, the faith of Jesus, justification, and the third angel message. This is our title. These are the messages God gave unto us to be like Jesus in character and to be justified by his righteousness through his blood. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Face it through another week. You have brought us on this lovely Sabbath day of yours. I am not worthy to be alive. We are not worthy, O God, but because of your love, we can say we thank you so much. To spare our life, Father, the challenge and the difficulty some of us go through. So no, Lord, this is not my hour. This is not our hour, but this is your hour. And we come, O God, I'm asking you to touch my lips, touch my brain nerves, and grant us now your Holy Spirit, who is our divine teacher, who is going to help us to comprehend and understand spiritual things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So what we're going to focus on first, remember the title for this evening, The Faith of Jesus, Justification, and the Third Angel Message. These messages are three messages in one, but they are the same. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. A lot of time we say the faith of Jesus, here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandment of God and the faith of Jesus. And we are told that the faith of Jesus is overlooked. And we do not understand the faith of Jesus. And I want you to listen carefully, write these things down, because they are needful, beloved. If you are aiming, if you are striving to be among the 144,000, this message is for you and I. You need this. Now in Revelation chapter 14, verse 12, read, here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. What is the faith of Jesus? All right, go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. So in order for us to be sealed by the Holy Ghost, we need to have a holy character like Jesus. So when we're talking about the faith of Jesus, we are talking about the life and the experience of Jesus and his character. Amen? Because the 144,000, beloved, they have a character. They have the faith of Jesus. These are the ones that Satan gonna, and the dragon was brought to the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and the testimony of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. I pray that you're writing these things down, beloved. Write them down. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. So we're looking at the faith of Jesus. In order for us to know really what is the faith of Jesus, we need to look into the experience of Jesus. So in the experience of Jesus or the life of Jesus, why do you think the spirit of prophecy say, spend a thoughtful hour on the life of Jesus, especially the closing ones? What is the benefit of you and I spending a thoughtful hour? Because your confidence will be constant, your love will be deepened, and also you will be imbued with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus leave us an example. He suffered for us. The 144,000, the remnant, they're going to suffer persecution. They're going to suffer humiliation. We are told that when Jesus wants sympathy from his disciples, sympathy was drawn from him, withdrawn from him. So, beloved, we are looking at the fate of Jesus. The time is coming, beloved. You will have no one to find. You will not find sympathy, but only in the arms of Christ. Listen to this, beloved. We're looking at the fate of Jesus. We'll give you a spirit of prophecy. Selected Messages, Volume 3. Selected Messages, Volume 3, 184, Paragraph 1. I read it again. Selected Messages, Volume 3, 184, Paragraph 1. It reads, the soul-saving message, the third angel's message, is the message to be given to the world. Listen to this now. The commandment of God and the faith of Jesus are both important, immensely important. What I just read, beloved, I'm not going fast. The commandment of God and the faith of Jesus are both important, immensely important, and must be given with equal force and power. The first part of the message has been dwelt upon mostly, the last part casually. The faith of Jesus is not comprehended. Hold it right there. So the course says the first part of the message has been dwelt upon mostly. Which part of the message we dwell upon mostly? Okay, you don't get it. Go back with me to Revelation 14 again, verse 12. Go back with me to Revelation 14, verse 12. You got to get it, beloved. The first part of the message has been dwelt upon mostly. Okay, some of you get it. The last part casually, meaning we don't take the faith of Jesus seriously. The faith of Jesus is not comprehended. Go back with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. No rush. Which part we dwell upon mostly? Catch it again. Watch the word. Here is the patience of the saints, right? Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Pause. Which one we dwell upon mostly? The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. You see, two, right? A laying a foundation, beloved. I want you to read with emphasis, with insight. Here are the patience of the saints. Here are they that what? Keep the what? The commandments of who? God. And the faith of Jesus. So this part we dwell upon casually, and it is not comprehended by Seventh-day Adventists. We have the law of God, but we do not have his character. Lord have mercy. When we have the faith of Jesus, meaning you have Jesus' character, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, and the rest, etc., what we are looking at, beloved, let me go back and read again. The soul-saving message, the third angel message, is the message to be given to the world. The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus are both important, immensely important, and must be given, these two messages must be given what? With equal force and power. But we do not give them with equal force and power. We dwell a lot upon the commandment of God and not the faith of Jesus. And this is what is going on. Seventh-day Adventists, we are being blamed because many people are saying that we have so much truth, but we are cold and indifferent. We are not loving. We are saying we must love, but we are not lovable. When you have, you cannot have Jesus' word and you don't have the master who gives the word. Are you with me? Watch this now. I'm going to show you how a lot of us become extremists and fanatics. Because we do not have Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus must come into your heart and take full control. You need the experience. You need the presence of Jesus Christ in your inner life. So you can know what does meekness mean, sympathy mean. He is a sympathizing savior. Are you Are you sympathizing? Listen again. The first part of the message has been dwell upon what? Mostly. Which part would dwell upon mostly? The commandment of God. The last part, casually, not seriously. The faith of Jesus is not comprehended by Seventh-day Adventists. That's my word. We must talk it. We must live it. Live what? This is dealing with the faith of Jesus now. We must pray it and educate the people to bring this part of the message into their home life. Hold it right there, Seventh-day Adventist Advent life. Where does sanctification begin? In the home. A lot of us, we are head knowledge, but we are not transformed by the knowledge. Watch this now. We are told we must talk it. We are talking about the faith of Jesus. I'm stressing it. We must talk the faith of Jesus. We must live the faith of Jesus. We must pray for the faith of Jesus. And we must what? Educate the people to bring this part of the message into their home life. Why? Because remember, Seventh-day Adventists know it is the Sabbath, six days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt do no work. We know about that thing. Why we are not talking about the faith of Jesus? We have the law and no love. When Jesus gave them in the Bible and said, the commandment of God dwell upon this. Love the Lord your God and your neighbor. But we have only the law or the theory of the word, but no love. So we are going into the experience of Jesus. And you're going to learn something, beloved. I'm learning too. Well, I'm giving you these things. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. I read this to you. Go with me now, Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. We must dwell upon it. We must talk it, pray it, educate the people on this part of the message and to educate them to bring this part in their home life. My wife must see that I reflect in Christ in me. I must not know in all of these truths given you every week. I must live it. I must walk it. I must look like it. Not pretending we have ruined each other. When my brothers and sisters is not around me, how am I living? How I carry myself? How I speak to others? Beloved, you have a form of godliness and deny the power. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wrought with who? The woman. The woman represents a church. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 2. And went to make war with who? The remnant of her seed. Why the dragon going to war? Beloved, you can be a Seventh-day Adventist. You can be on this prayer line, an Advent line, and you are not a threat to Satan and his kingdom. Watch this now. And the dragon was wrought with who? The woman. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed. The dragon is already wrought with the body of the church. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed, her children, which keeps the commandments of what, of who? God. And have the testimony of Jesus. Hold it right there. The 144,000. They're going to follow the Ten Commandments, the whole word of God, and the Bible, and the spirit of prophecy, which is the spirit of prophecy, or the testimony of Jesus. Our standard is very high. The 144,000 not going to look like the world. You cannot distinguish the difference. And when you speak truth to certain idols, people don't want to hear the truth. Beloved, you will not be a part of the 144,000. I'm sorry. The 144,000, why? Satan going to war against those who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony. They follow the truth of prophecy, dress reform, and all of these reforms. But yet still they are loving
to their Savior. They look different. People must see you, my sister. Are you a Seventh-day Adventist? You don't preach. You're dressing all of the give a sermon. Your conduct, the way you live. Natural. God called us to be natural. Eat different. Live different. The 144,000 ain't going to rain all of these things. Babylonian garments, jewelry. No, beloved. I'm sorry. I got to tell you the truth. If you dare to be a Daniel, you have to look. Beloved, the truth hurts. But we must preach the truth until we provoke people. People do not want to hear truth. Our human nature do not want to hear the truth, but preach it anyhow. Sometimes you got to preach the message against appearances. Convert. When John the Baptist was in jail and he sent his two disciples to Jesus, are you the Messiah? Shall we look for another? Jesus says, tell him about this word. Tell him that the blind see, the dead raise, the leper cleanse. And Jesus said this to this John the Baptist disciple. Blessed is he who is not offended of me. Blessed is he who is not offended of present truth. Blessed is he who is not offended of the commandments of God. Blessed is he who is not offended of the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of prophecy, which Jesus Christ gave unto sister. Why? Blessed are you when you read upon the word and the minister tell you some things and it cuts across the grain. Bless all you as the Lord. I will not argue with you. No, do not say amen. Do you know when you're saying amen? You are saying that, Lord, we will not argue with you, Lord. We will not argue with your man servant, Lord. I hear you, Lord. When you're saying amen, you are making a covenant with God. We will not argue with you, Lord, but we will hear what you say. Amen. When God sent on Moses from the mountain and said, talk to the people say, God, we will do everything that you say of us. And they go back on their own word. You cannot be a part of the 144,000 and look like the world. Why you think the Bible says, and the dragon was wrought with the woman, posing Satan, and went to make war with who? The remnant of her seed. A remnant going to be saved out of a remnant. The Seventh-day Adventist church is the remnant church. But a remnant going to be saved out of that remnant because a lot of God's people right now fall into apostasy. Not even the leaders are standing up against the job, the vaccine, and all of these things. That's why not a remnant one-on-one. God need a Jeremiah into the church to weep before the porch unto the altar. God need Ezekiel into the wilderness. God need a Elijah to stand up against even the leader in our church and call sin by right name. Call the world sin by right name. Call people to a sense of duty to repent of your sin, lest judgment is coming upon you. This is the faith of Jesus. We overlook. But you love Jesus. Tell me about Jesus. Love me. No, he loves you, but he's a fearful God. And the dragon was wrought with a woman. Satan is fighting against you. You are not a worthy opponent. You are not a threat to his kingdom. When you push Satan around, he's going to push you around. Too many years, beloved, we in this message, and we look like the world, my sisters, my brothers. Husband is treating their wife any kind of way. When you want to come before God's people, sing, preach, and all these things, my brother, you are a sister to Babylon. And my sister, if you are dressing to judge man mind down, the spirit of prophecy say you are already a harlot. You don't want to hear message. This is the Elijah message. Hold on you between two opinions. If God be God, serve him. And if Baal, serve Baal. And to call God's people a sense of duty. Can you not see the economy about to change? The power that is here, beloved. This year, we're going to a cashless society. God said, I'm going to laugh at some of you when the calamity come upon you, when trouble come upon you like a whirlwind. I'm going to be upon my throne. Why? Because you set up not all my counsel and you were none of my reproof. is coming, beloved. God is coming. God is coming, beloved. Jesus Christ is coming. Get ready, Advent life. Get ready. Don't tell me so you love Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was in the wilderness. He looked different. They laugh at him. Now we look at commercial, everything they're advertising a sweetie that they use for a naked lady. Sister White said, dressing is a moral disease, and we are told that those who come to the, newly come to the faith, need careful instruction on dress. And these are the things that God, Satan is using, even our sister in our church, to drag down faithful men, cast them into become going to idolatry. But my sisters, if you are dressing like the world to drag your brother, mind down, the spirit of prophecy, you are already a harlot. Already. Now, faithful man, they want someone going to sovereign, someone to go in secret society and all of these things, my brother. You are a enemy of God's people. My eyes is on those who preach false doctrine. I open my eyes around you. I might laugh with you, but back of my mind, I'm watching you. I wonder if you are weak or a tear in God's house. I swear God ain't going to use the educated. I'm telling you this. Go back into the Bible. I can give you a sermon, scripture after scripture, Bible after Bible. God come to the Pharisees and they reject him. God used 12 uneducated men. God used a third-grade educator, third-grade education, a woman who we call Sister White. She are more wiser than you and I today. Men who walk out there are more wiser than God, wiser than the Bible, wiser than the spirit of prophecy. Woe unto you, fire and brimstone going to fall upon your head. Beloved, we need a message like this to wake up God's people. Some don't like when you give them a stern message. They say you speak too strongly. So I said, the Bible said, leave Ephraim alone, for they have joined unto their idols. Touch some cherished idols in your life, because Jesus Christ loves you so much. He wants to save you. He wants to save you and I. I want to be there. How about you? Let us move on, beloved. Let us move on. Some of us, so many years, no time to boast. You're in the year, 40 years, 20 years, 15 years, 6 years. And you don't get your character, right? No time to boast. Some of us, we are shameful in the eyes of God. God says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. What is the testimony of Jesus Christ, beloved? Because the Bible says, and the dragon was wrought with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. What is the testimony of Jesus? Go with me to Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. We're looking at the faith of Jesus Christ. Bible said the hurt going to lighten this glory. He's dealing with his character. His character. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, this is John the Revelator in a vision, he see a man, think he was the God, and ready to worship him, and this is what the angel said, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Many are saying that there is no sanctuary in heaven. Beloved, that man is a man of Satan. I don't care who he is. Is the lay preacher God going to finish? The majority is going to be the lay preacher. They could say the minority are those who have the education but humble at the same time and let God use them. Nicodemus come to Jesus Christ. But how can I be born again? Into my mother, whom shall I go back into my mother? Nicodemus, you are a teacher of Israel. How is it that you do not know these things? But Jesus said, pray unto Father, I thank you for you are not revealing these things unto the wise, unto the prudent, but you have revealed them unto babes. You need to humble, we need to humble ourselves. That's why God said to the remnant church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the whole body, don't say thou art rich and increase it good, not knowing that thou art wretched, blind, poor, and naked. When you reject the spirit of prophecy, when you reject the Bible, God says, I will reject you and even your children. In Selected Messages, Volume 3, 168, Volume 2. Selected Messages, Volume 3, 168, Volume 2. The faith of Jesus has been overlooked and treated in an indifferent and careless manner. Are you hearing this? The faith of Jesus has been overlooked and treated in an indifferent and careless manner. It has not occupied the prominent position in which it was revealed to John. Faith in Christ as the sinner's holy hope has been largely left out. Are you hearing this? We are looking at the faith of Jesus. So the council says the faith of Jesus has been largely left out. Not only of the discourses given, but of the religious experience. Holy crap, dear. That's why some of us, we don't have a religious experience. We are walking with Christ and we look like we're dead. Can't even smile. I don't know Jesus. No joy in the life. No joy in our home. Because we don't have the religious experience, beloved, with Christ. We need to go back at the foot of the cross. That's the Lord, come into my heart. Listen to this again. Faith in Christ as the sinner's holy hope has been largely left out. Not only of the discourses given, but of the religious experience of every many who claim to believe the third angel message. Many who believe the third angel message do not have a religious experience. Just have the theory of the word. Beloved, we need it. Some of you may hear me speak week after week. But beloved, I'm telling you, I am a loving person. You see me, I'm playful. I'm a playful man. But when it comes to God's business, I'm a very serious man. I don't stoop to no man. I don't bow. I don't flinch. I don't compromise. I said it. I call a spade, beloved. Are you hearing me? A spade. That's what the Bible, that's what the spirit of prophecy said. God is looking at the world. What the world needs is man. Man who will not bow, beloved. Man who cannot be bought or sold, beloved. Are you hearing this? Who are men and women like this, beloved? They ain't going to compromise because of wife, children, parents, friends, relatives. We ain't going to bow because you maybe get a little, a donation. No, beloved, if you're in this for money, beloved, you better take your flight and leave God's people alone and leave God's church. If you don't have a burden for soul, you ain't going to preach this kind of message. You ain't going to preach this kind of way. You're going to water down and speak like Joe Hostein. We don't want no Luminati preacher in these last days, beloved. We don't want no silver tongue preacher in these last days. We want some preacher with lion heart. When you come to church and you feel tired, when that preacher goes up on the pulpit, beloved, he must preach with experience. He must preach with power. When he starts preach, beloved, that clean your eyes. You are awake, beloved, like you are on a TV. You ain't going to flinch. You ain't going to book. I try to fall asleep. We want men on God's pulpit to preach to God's people. The judgment hour is coming, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. We want men like this who preach with power, preach with emphasis, preach with experience, preach with as one have a clean report, preach with clean hands, preach as one who loves the people, who gonna tell them the truth, come what may. Some will mock, some will love it. So be it. At the end of the day, I have to speak to God. to God. Sometimes God gives me this message and say, Lord, you give me this message. How am I not ready for son? You don't worry about that. You preach the message. While you working for others, I can work on you. Amen. So can we include the faith of Jesus in our discourses? Go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. How can we include the faith of Jesus in our discourses? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God. We want men and women who will be a what? Record of who? The word of God. And of the what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. The spirit of prophecy. We want men who is going to preach Bible and spirit of prophecy and leave the result with God. Give the people the message and leave the result with God on them. You can't fight with me. You're going to fight with the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Who be a record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Beloved, Jesus love you. I want to preach like this to you, beloved, because you bought with a price. You bought with a price, beloved. It hurt Jesus to see his people going astray. It hurt Jesus, beloved, to see when his people, they are not growing. It hurt him, beloved. When we say we believe in him, but we do not reflect him, when we bring dishonor to him. Us who have the faith of Jesus, beloved, we need a born-again experience to be able to connect or be a partaker of the divine nature of Christ. The faith of Jesus will give us strength to get victory over our daily sins, beloved. Go one more step with me, beloved, because in order for us to have the faith of Jesus, we must become born again so we can connect to the divine nature. Go with me to 1 John 5:1. 1 John 5:1. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Sorry. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Remember, we are looking at the faith of Jesus. Because when you have the faith of Jesus, I'm going into some deep details now, beloved. It gets sweeter and sweeter, beloved. I'm telling you, beloved, if you are striving to be among the 144,000, please jot down these texts. And go back and to prove and to see if these things are so. If this little man is talking the truth. Are you with me? I'm giving you some key scriptures, beloved, that will help you and I on our daily basis to have the faith of Jesus. Watch this now. Listen to what the Bible says. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. What overcometh the world? The Bible said, and this is the victory. We want victory, amen? I want victory, amen? Say hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God, Jesus wants to give us victory now. Listen now, saints. And this is the victory. What is this victory? I want victory. I have a lot of weakness. Overcome it. What? The world. What? Overcome it, the world. What going to give us this victory? Even our what? Our faith. Who give us faith? God give us faith. Faith is a gift. No, watch this now. What will give us this new experience? Question. What will give us this new experience? Go back with me now. Verse 18 now. Verse 18, we're in John, 1 John. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 18. But the Bible just said, we do a comparison, line upon line, precept upon precept. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, right? Watch this now. Verse 18 said, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. How can you and I get the victory? Because you and I want to experience this victory. Because Jesus' faith gives him victory over this world, right? His faith, amen? So then the Bible says, we know that whosoever, right, is born of God seen it not. Hold it right there. Seen it not. So what is keeping whosoever, us, from not sinning? Listen again, beloved. Don't read too fast. If you read too fast, you miss the blessing. Amen? Let us read and digest and eat. Amen? We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Hold it right there. In reality, can we not keep ourselves? No. There's no power in us to keep ourselves. The weakest sin, the sin that is beset us, beloved, it come before us, beloved, it set us off our feet. Watch this now. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And that wicked one toucheth him not. This is dealing with Satan now. Because watch this, the dragon was wrought with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. We're looking at the faith of Jesus. Remember, she said, this is what we overlook. The faith of Jesus is not comprehended. Right? Go with me now. We're still in 1 John chapter 3 now, verse 9. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. We're dealing with the same thing. 1 John, same thing. Whosoever, because what I'm looking for now, beloved, in chapter 5, verse 19, verse 18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God, sin it not, right? So now we're looking at verse, chapter 3, verse 9 now. Whosoever is born of God, doth not commit sin. So what is restraining you and I from not to sin, not to go astray, not to yield to temptation? There's a song that says, yield not to temptation, right? Healing is sin, right? Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, right? Watch this now, key. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. The answer is in this verse right here. Don't read too fast again. You miss the blessing. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. What is this seed? So you're telling me now, what going to give me a born-again experience on a daily basis? The word of God. Jesus said, if you are taking notes, write this down. Luke 8, I'm not going to go there. I'm quoting from my mind. Luke 8, 11. Jesus said, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. What's going to give you another born-again experience? The word of God. Watch it now. Watch this now. If you are reading the word of God and you are cussing and all this, still living the same, you're just reading, but it's not in your heart. Watch this now. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, right? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. What is keeping you? What is restraining you and I from not sin? The what? The seed, right? What is the seed? The word. Remember again, Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Bible I'm giving you, beloved. My words mean nothing. Jesus said, the parable is this. The seed is the what? The word of what? God. Amen? All right. Sin because he is born of what? God. When the word of God germinates and takes hold of you, the Bible said you are born again. And you cannot sin. What's going to keep you from not sinning? All right, now, you can write this down. I'm not going there. This comes to my mind. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 119, verse 11. What David said, thy word I have hid in my what? Heart. Heart mean mind, right? Frontal lobe. Thy word I have hid in my mind means study. Memorize that word I have hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. You can write this down, beloved, because time is going. So you get it now, beloved. Watch this now. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. Where does the seed? We plant the seed. In the mind. Are you with me? In the heart, right? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. I give you a challenge. Whatever weakness you are going through, every week you realize you're falling. A lot of you always ask for Bible study. You may be saying, brother, I can't do a Bible study. I challenge you. And if you want to reach out to Sister Carla, and you reach out to me and I tell you, God is good. I challenge you, anyone who wants to do it, you pick up yourself and go and do a Bible study. Listen, my brother, I can't do that. You know how to beg, right? We can do a Bible study. Amen. Yeah. Go somewhere. I'm going to tell you, God will transform your life. What I'm trying to help you with, while you see your weakness and all these things, I want you to shift your focus from yourself. We are told that we must take our eyes from our wretchedness and keep our eyes on Christ. While you're beholding Christ, you become what? Change. Satan's going to keep you in your misery and your failures. While I want you to take up yourself, anybody on this prayer line, I'm talking to somebody right now, take yourself up, get up off of your lazy butt, go somewhere, go in the neighborhood, knock upon some door, pray and say, Lord, I want to go do a Bible study, but I do not know how. But go in faith and say, Lord, I want to do this. I don't want to focus on myself. I want to focus on somebody else. I want to build your kingdom. I want to strengthen your kingdom. Hold it right there. Do you know that what you're telling God? God said, no, you're talking, my sister, my daughter. No, you're talking, my son. No, you are giving God the opportunity to work on your behalf, work for you while you're working for others. Are you with me? You don't hear this. Beloved, we got to do some studies on this and to show you we are told, let the sick go help the sick. Can you imagine this? You're telling me I'm sick? Are you telling me, Lord, I need to go help the sick? Well, you know, sick people, they are selfish, right? Yes, we are sick, selfish. We are sinful. We're selfish. We want help. Gimme. Why don't you go help somebody else? And I'm telling you, God will transform your life. Brothers and sisters, it happened to me. A lot of you on this prayer line can give testimony. Oh, God, transform your life by doing Bible study, by giving. Let me move on. We're running out of time. Let me move on. I hope you get it. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. What is the seed? Beloved, God plants some seed. Amen? And he cannot sin because he is born of God. One more step with me. First, go with me to John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. The next time we got to come over this, so I will not be with you again. Beloved, I will be traveling. So those of you, can you keep me in prayer? So I will not be with you next week. So I will talk to Sister Carla, but we will come back over this study. All right now. Yes, John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you. I want to give you this. Okay, I have a few minutes. These things I have spoken to you that in me ye might have peace. Watch this, though, we're dealing with the faith of Jesus. Advent light. Here is hope, Advent light. I am joyful right now. Let me calm down. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. What? But be of good cheer. Hold it right here. Brothers and sisters, a lot of time you're going through difficulties, and you can't find nobody to cheer you up. But what cheer Jesus' spirit up? What cheered him up when he was walking this world, earth? Watch this now. We're looking at the experience of Jesus, right? The faith of Jesus. Watch this now. In the world, Jesus is saying to you and I, right? Ye shall have tribulation, trouble, difficulties, hardship. But be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. What overcome the world again? Faith. What give Jesus cheer? What cheer? Okay, no, you need faith. And you need something to cheer up your spirit. What you need? Song. What is nothing else I'm going to show you? When Jesus was going to Calvary, Jesus was singing. When Jesus' disciples murmuring, Jesus was singing. What is that? What is one of the tools God gave to us to get victory over our sins? Do you know that song is a weapon against discouragement? Song is a weapon against temptation? Song is a weapon against doubt? Watch this now. Okay, I have 5 more minutes. Watch this now. Go with, okay, education. I get excited now, beloved. Let me calm down. Education, 166, paragraph 1. 166, paragraph 1. You notice we are dwelling on the life experience of Jesus. We are told, beloved, take a thoughtful hour on the life of Jesus, and your confidence will be constant, and your love will be deepened, beloved. Watch this now. Listen to this. Education, 166, paragraph 1. With a song. Are you hearing this? With a song. Jesus in his earthly life met temptation. Holy Lord, Advent light, are you hearing this? The Bible said, in this world you will have tribulation, temptation, difficulty, trial. Some of us, when we're going through troubles, we have, I don't know why God are we going through this. I complain. Do you know that Jesus never complained and murmured even when he was going to the cross? Watch it now. Watch it, beloved. With a song. Who? Jesus, in his earthly life, met temptation. What he met the temptation with? Advent life. A song. Watch it now. Listen. Listen now. When your husband speaks to your wife harshly, watch this now. Often when sharp singing words were spoken, often when the atmosphere about him was heavy with gloom, with dissatisfaction, distrust, or oppressive fear was heard. Watch this now again. Listen to this. Was heard his song of faith and holy cheer. Holy beloved, are you hearing this? So Jesus Christ is giving you and I his experience. Go back with me now. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, right? That in the world you shall have tribulation. Jesus is giving you and I his experience. Because all I'm going to give Sister Carla, Sister Carla be at good cheer. But when I was going through my situation, what cheered me up? So Jesus Christ is giving us his experience, right? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Listen, was heard his song of faith and holy cheer. Go one more step with me. Education again, 168, paragraph 2. We got to come back over this, beloved. Sweet, I'm excited. Let there be singing in the home. Let there be real singing in the home of songs that are sweet and pure. You can't sing any kind of song now in your home. Gonna attract some gospel song, attract demons. Some attract angels. Amen. Good angels. Let you be singing in the home and a song and that are sweet and pure. And there will be a fewer words of censor and more of cheerfulness and hope and joy. Let you be singing in the schools and the pupils, meaning the children, will be drawn closer to God and their teachers and to one another. So song draw us to each other closer. Many a song is also a prayer, but let us, beloved, let us close, beloved. I get so excited when you come to the word of God. What about you? Let us pray. God in heaven, we come before your presence as we're looking into the experience of Jesus Christ, which is the faith of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that somebody will learn something and take these songs and play in their home and to sing over and over when we're going through difficulties. Because we're going through difficulties, we murmur, we complain, we kiss our teeth, we frown, and we dishonor you, we displease you. Father, have mercy upon us. We thank you. As we are departed from this phone, prayer line, we pray that your presence will not depart from my brother. Keep my brothers and sisters, those who are weak on this prayer line, give them strength, give them your grace, give them your Holy Spirit. Visit them wherever they are at this moment. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that message. Timely message again. Thank the Lord for you and for your faithfulness and just for your perseverance. And may we continue to pray for your family as you continue to pray for us. As Psalms 112, starting at verse 1, it said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So, again, thank you. Knowing that we all can be overcomer, but we have to be founded. We have to have a solid foundation in Christ Jesus, the rock, our Savior. So, again, thank you again, my brother, and your dear sister, beloved Sister Samantha. May your ministry, may your home, may your life continue to be a witness to those around you. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. It was a blessing to have each and every one of you join us this evening on Advent Light Ministry to bring in the Sabbath. Amen. Jesus loves you and he's soon to come. God bless you.